this public hearing of the Siskiyou County Planning Commission for item, hold on, let me read this real quick. Item Timber Hitch Mine SP22-01. And prior to taking our brief recess, we had invited project opponent to the stand. And so would you like to resume? And then please state your name and address for the record.
Clifton McMillan, 11950 Clovis Drive, Clamath Falls.
Okay, thank you. And prior to the recess, you had requested that we read this letter into the record. I'm still processing it. Would you like to read it into the record for your time? Or?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
But Mr. McLean said that he, if he's online, he wouldn't need us to read it.
Yeah, the last.
Oh.
In the last.
He's
presently in Germany, will attempt to make the meeting. In the event he's unable to attend.
I am here and able to speak in lieu of reading the letter.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So we don't need to read it.
So why don't we do that? Let me finish with Mr. McMillan, Mr. Buchal, and then we will go to you and you can have your comments.
Unless he wants to.
The only thing I would say is that the commission may have questions of Mr. McMillan after what I have to say that they wouldn't have before what I have to say.
Okay, well let me, hold one sec. Let me ask Mr. McMillan, would you like Mr. Buchal to speak first?
Please.
Okay, so Mr. Buchal, we will have you speak first. If you can read your name and address into the record, and then we will have Mr. McMillan back.
My name is James Buchal, 5353 Southeast Henderson Street, Portland, Oregon, 97206. I'm here today to urge the commission to table this item for at least a month to get sort of straightened out the scope of reclamation, because I think what has happened here is that the landowner has been much more effective in interacting with the planning department than we have, and have generated some misconceptions on the part of the planning department as to what needs to be done here, because they are essentially turning the county into their instrument to do what they want to do rather than what's legally required to do. Although Butte Creek Minerals is dissolving and winding up its affairs and doesn't have enough cash, it has two assets here. It has Mr. McMillan's son, who's standing in front of you, and it has the mineral deed. And we're out trying to sell the mineral deed. And part of what has been going on is attempts to frustrate that sale by the Williamsons. If we can sell the mineral deed, we can pay everything off and move on with life. Mr. McMillan's son runs a landscaping business. He's fully bonded and licensed and insured in California and is eminently capable of doing what needs to be done. The problem here is that the Williamsons obtained an injunction saying that we're only allowed to go on the property to sell the mineral deed. In particular, this may mean that we're not allowed to reclaim it. So at the same time they've been pressuring the planning staff to get this done, they've barred us from doing it. We were in fine shape up until, I don't know when, until maybe 2015 when the Williamsons began to agitate. And there is very little left to be done here. The scope of what has to be done is set forth in the reclamation plan, which is in the staff report, and it essentially involves spreading the topsoil off. It doesn't involve removing the machinery. Under the deed, we have the right to stockpile materials and park our machinery in these specified areas under the lease without paying any compensation to the Williamsons. It's right there in Section 5 of the mineral deed. Now, the Williamsons dispute the plain language of the deed, and they're trying to present counterclaims to this effect, but it's really a baseless claim. And so what we think is that the true scope of the reclamation here is to push the topsoil into the excavated areas and reseed it and get on with life, and we're ready, willing, and able to do that. Mr. McMillan has tried to reach out to the community to figure out what exactly needs to be done here, and we've got all kinds of misinformation at first, like they were going to destroy the well on the property, and I cover that in the letter. That would be a serious destruction of an important asset that we're entitled to use under the deed. It was there before the mine, and it's not part of reclamation at all. I understand the county's backed off on that, so that's not a problem. With respect to the face amount of the bond, there are $3,300 there. Our perception is that Mr. McMorrin can get out there with the right kind of equipment and get this done in a day, essentially, subject to following up with the reseeding. It's not a $26,000 job, and that's the last face estimate in the record. And so what happened is a face estimate was presented based on assertions of the Williamsons that's just completely wrong. I understand staff may be working on a new face estimate, but we haven't seen it. So we're willing to get in there and get this done. Mr. Williams also wanting to take steps to scrap the equipment because the value of it for scrap would probably pay for the job itself. And again, this is something we tried to do before in the middle of the litigation with the Williamsons. They interfered and stopped us. So they're out there interfering with us getting it done and then telling the county it's our fault it's not done. Some of this equipment wasn't even our responsibility. I noticed in the staff report it says that there was some ranching equipment that was used for mining operations, and in the presentation a few minutes ago, the staff member says, well, it seems to have been used for mining operations. All of these things are based on things that have been fed to staff by the Williamsons, who don't really have any personal knowledge at all. Mr. McMillan did, and his son had personal knowledge, and this is equipment belonging to a former tenant that the Williamsons essentially bought on site when they bought the property. We're ready, willing, and able to get this done. If necessary, what needs to happen is it needs to be an understanding of, yes, we want you to push this topsoil here and get her done. If the county can just put that into a letter, I can walk back into Siskiyou County Superior Court and say, hey, I want permission from Mr. McMillan to do that. But up until now, we haven't been able to find out what's going on, and we haven't been presented with anything that was consistent with the reclamation plan or the deed or the obligations here. And so for all these reasons, we urge the county to reject the resolution, because the resolution says we're financially incapable of completing the reclamation in accordance with the plan. That's not true. We're ready, willing, and able to do it. We have an injunction sought by the property owner that prevents us, but I'll go in and fix that if we can just get an understanding with the county of, yes, we want to get that half acre straightened out and so forth and so on. And I think if the county sits down and looks at the deed and the section cited in the letter, they'll see that we have the right to store stuff there without paying anything. And so these pea gravel and these piles of pea gravel and things are essentially assets that we're entitled to store there. And it's entirely different matter than filling in things that have been reclaimed, which we're willing to do. So there's just half an acre here. It's easy to get it done if we can just come to a common understanding of what needs to be done. And Mr. McMillan Jr., Mr. McMillan IV, has a very different attitude, I think, toward working with the county than his late father did. And I think we can get this done quite easily. And so for all these reasons, we're asking you to table this and give Mr. McMillan a chance to get the job done.
Okay, great. Thank you for your comments. Mr. McMillan, did you want to speak?
Basically, my appearance here is to put a face.
Would you speak into the mic, sir, please? As best you can.
State your name and address also.
Okay. My appearance here is pretty much to put a face behind.
I'm sorry to have you do this, but can you repeat your address one more time? It's just easier on our on our notes.
Clifton McMillan, 11950 Clovis Drive, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Great, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, proceed.
Okay, my appearance here is mostly to put, in my mind, a face behind Butte Creek Minerals as somebody who can and is willing to do the reclamation work and get this behind us. I've been put in, basically, in charge of settling my father's estate, and this is one of the unpleasantries that I've had to deal with in regards to that. This whole thing was something that I walked away from over 30 years ago, and now I'm back in it, and I don't like it. But I'm more than willing to take care of it and deal with it in that aspect. So I'm asking that the county put this off until we can come to an agreement and figure out just exactly what does need to get done. And I've talked to, you know, Dean a few times about this, and we had ongoing conversations for almost the last year about this. So this is, you know, I think we're, you know, we just need to figure out what to do.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Have you assessed the value of the material, the equipment that's on the property?
No, I don't. I mean, there's some value there, but, you know, it's as far as, it's probably washed by the time it gets loaded and hauled, you know, as opposed to, you know, it's worth, you know, there might be a little bit more value than scrap, but it's probably in the long run, probably not worth it. It'd be cheaper just to haul the scrap or come in and cut it up. But we've been prevented from doing that for the last almost 14 years.
Thank you.
Great. I do have questions. In the letter, it states here that, where was it? So BCM has been dissolved as a legal entity. Is that?
Yes.
The mom dissolved it?
Yeah, the corporation was dissolved to the state, yes.
So if the use permit is under BCM, and maybe this is a question for legal, is he able to, how does that work? Is he able to resurrect it, fill in on its behalf?
That's a good question, and staff's had some discussions along that way. The corporation is dissolved. To the extent that there's any subsequent liability that the corporation can be held to under California statutes, County Council's opinion is that it follows through to the shareholders, if any, who remain and have the assets distributed to them. Insofar as I do not know, and I don't think staff has knowledge of who exactly the shareholders are and where the corporate assets have gone, I can't say for certain that Mr. McMillan, though he seems naturally linked to the mine and the corporation, could in fact be considered the responsible legal operator of the mine. It's going to have to be perhaps an issue to be crossed if they want to help with remediation. And I think we would have to get some legal clarity on that point. We have to learn a lot more about the facts of the persons who are claiming to do the remediation and the relationship with the dissolved corporation. And I think it's probably likely if there's some sort of shareholder connection insofar as they held assets, and the shareholder would otherwise might be held legally liable for what the corporation should have done, then they would seem to be the natural follow-on operator. But it's a really good question, and we've had some discussions about it.
And then along those lines, do you know the relationship with Timber Hitch Inc., who the land use permit is granted to, and BCM? Can you expand on that relationship?
I cannot. I don't know if staff can or Mr. McMillan. Our office has a lot more expertise.
I'd have to go back and look at
it. Mr. McMillan, did you have a...
Timber Hitch Inc. was the name of the ranch that we owned from roughly 1966 through 2002. And that was the mine designation in 1979 when my dad got the permit and the initial reclamation plan was drawn up.
Didn't this seem like a civil issue rather than the county getting involved in the cleanup and who owns the...
We're in charge of Smarter. That's our responsibility.
Yeah, we get... I think a lot of the details are mean, my estimation's civil. I guess the, where I, one of my questions is if there's an injunction and they're not able to do the remediation, but then they're in violation of not being doing the remediation, like, how does that weigh out? It seems a little incongruent.
I could try to answer. I mean, I suspect, and they have their own counsel here, so I can't give legal advice to parties. I suspect they would have to return to court saying that if it appears they could do so after working it out with the county, if that's possible. I'm not saying that it is, but they would return to court and ask for a modification or court permission to go on the property and do the remediation.
Okay. And then I have a question about all the fees, the back fees owed. There was the $20,000 in fees that was mentioned in the staff report. That has to be paid no matter what? Or what's the status of those fees?
The status of the fees, excuse me, Rick Dean, Community Health Director, are due in current time. They have not been paid, obviously. So if that payment has not been made, then we probably would seek to lien the grant deed those funds.
Okay. So the options before us, if I understand it, is to either revoke the use permit or not revoke the use permit.
That's not the point where we are at this time.
Okay.
So reclamation needs to be reclaimed and completed prior to revocation of the use permit.
Okay, wait, did I misunderstand? So find the operator's financial and control.
Through the chair?
Yes, please.
There is a raised hand by Mr. Bouchon.
Okay, Mr. Bouchon. Or Buchel? I apologize if I'm not pronouncing your name.
It's Buchel.
Buchel. Okay, Buchel.
I just wanted to stress that we are trying to sell the mineral deed, which we think has a fair amount of value and can take care of most, if not all, of the outstanding financial obligations. The question about the use permit and timber hitch and BCM is a complicated question, but fundamentally the use permit runs with the land, and whether or not it continues, I don't know. I suspect that if a big operator comes in here with plans to develop this, they're going to have to go through a whole new permitting process because the old permit was sort of limited, and so I'm not sure that's really important. I think what's important is that as a corporation, BCM is entitled to dissolve and then wind up its affairs, and its corporate existence continues while it winds up its affairs. And what it's winding up its affairs by doing is attempting to liquidate its assets and pay off its liabilities. And we recognize that this reclamation thing is one of the liabilities, but we've been stymied because of these things that showed up, like destroying the well, which would have prevented us from selling it, and these other sideshows. And we think that if we can just sit down with staff and maybe the county attorney and look at the deed and explain this to them, we can come to a very quick understanding that this half acre can be covered back up this summer and will be done with the reclamation. And we'll be getting everything cleared up, get the deed sold, and Mr. McMillan will finally be unshackled from the mess that his late father has left him.
Understood. Okay, thank you. Commissioner Fowle, did you have questions?
I do.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Is the public hearing still open, or are you
closed? Yeah, I'm going to wait for
okay.
The public hearing as well.
Got it. No. Did you have any last comments? Mr. Milan? Okay, then I will go ahead and close the public hearing, and then we'll go to staff comments and questions, and if we have any other questions. Oh, wait, I have one more in the audience. I'm sorry, Mrs. Cross. So at this time, if I'm pronouncing your name, Mary Lee Cross?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you come up to the speakers?
I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to know what was happening since
my land is close.
Okay, so you didn't have public comment, you're just here to observe? Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so with that, I will close the public hearing and we will bring it to, back to the commission. Commissioner Fell?
Okay. So, dating myself, back when this use permit was originally granted, this was a use permit that was finite and that it was only good for 5 years. It was issued in 1993, which led to its expiration in 1998, when I, yes, was on this commission. And when we first heard of Timber Hitch back in 1997, led to consecutive issues with this respective use permit and the claim by the elder McMillan of the vested mining right, which led down a path which was finally resolved in its entirety in December of 2020, where the Superior Court upheld our decision and the supervisor's decision that there was no longer a vested right to mine with this deed in relation to the use permit that was issued in 1993. Am I accurate so far, Natalie? You're the eldest of the councils here, but even you weren't on back then.
No, and yeah, I think what the issue was that he didn't have a vested mine to write. I mean, vested right to mine, meaning he had to have a use permit. His claim was that he didn't need a use permit at all.
Correct.
He had a vested right. And so, yeah. The court found he needed a use permit.
Correct. So, we are at a situation where Mr. McMillan, the younger now, holds the deed to the mineral rights for this property. Mr. Williams holds everything else with the exception of the mining rights, or mineral rights. And we have a half acre area which has topsoil which has been stockpiled that the county is requesting or identified as, once that's leveled out, then the details of the reclamation plan that is here in our staff packet will be met as far as materials are concerned. The stockpiled topsoil.
Is there a clarification to that point,
Mr. Is there a clarification to what I've, to up to this point? I'll get to the equipment and the material that has been refined here in a minute.
Yeah.
But as far as stockpiled material, the county's concern is that that half acre plus or minus needs to be evenly distributed and reseeded, and according to the use permit in 93, to the satisfaction Department of Fish and Game, which is now California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Is that accurate up to far?
Accurate to this point.
Okay.
Mr. McMillan, would you agree to that statement? Mr. Williams, would you agree to that statement?
The only statement was it's probably not all topsoil. It actually is probably overburden from the mine.
Okay, the overburden topsoil that has been piled roughly a half acre to be smooth to meet this reclamation as defined in 93. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to get to the equipment piece.
The reclamation plan was in 79, and that's when the first permit was issued.
We're dealing with the most recent use permit, which was signed by Richard Barnum in 1993, which expired in 1998. That's the one I was actually involved with when I was on the commission. So, if we set that aside, Then the next issue is the matter of the equipment. Now, per the conditions of the mineral grant, which was properly written, signed, dated between Tom's and Butte Creek Minerals, it does clearly state in number 5 that the holder of the mineral grant D, which is McMillan, does indeed have the right to keep the equipment and the refined materials on the property as long as it is within the designated area which is shown on the maps. County Council, would you disagree with that?
I mean, no, it's a reasonable interpretation of the language. But
to the chair,
yes, please.
The actual language with that, and I get where you're going, but the term incidental storage of machinery. Incidental, I would assume, would be to mining. The mining operation is not occurring at this time.
Okay, that's the path I'm heading down. So if there were a valid use permit right now, then that argument also would be valid because it would be incidental to the operation of the mine. Council, am I correct so far still?
I agree.
That's if there were a valid use permit right now, if the mine was still in operation, then the equipment and the refined materials would be incidental to the operation. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. However, use permit is no longer valid. It ended in 98. Mining is no longer actively taking place, correct? No more mining. We are in the spot of reclaiming. Therefore, the term incidental to the operation would only apply if the equipment were being utilized for the purpose of reclaiming, and once reclamation was completed, said equipment and materials should be removed from the property. Is that a correct statement?
Are we talking about the mineral deed or the reclamation plan?
Well, the mineral deed. So the mineral deed states in number 5 that it is okay for the materials and the equipment to be on the property in the designated area incidental to the activity of mining.
Okay, so we're talking about a deed between private parties, but our focus would be on the reclamation plan.
Correct, but I'm trying to line things up here to address, help Mr. McMillan put this behind him and move on and still meet the concerns of Mr. Williams. And I'm trying to head down a path logically because I've rerun, I still have the 3.5-inch packet back in 2000, whatever it was, 6 or 7, when we had this before us the second time that I was on the commission. Now this is the third time it's been before us.
And yeah, and so you're welcome to share your opinion, but for the commission, what they're looking at today is whether the operator has provided the financial assurances that the lead agency has determined is necessary in order to reclaim the property.
And I get that, but what I saw in the staff report was that part of the cost of reclaiming made mention of the equipment and made mention of the refined material, which is beyond the scope of reclamation, which is material that was stockpiled, which was topsoil and other material in order to access what was to be mined. And so I'm trying to be clear here.
Yeah, and I'll most, have to defer to staff.
Most operations would assume, common sense, once it's reclaimed, yes, the refined material and the equipment will vacate the property because the use permit's dead, no mining, active mining's taking place, it's going to disappear off the property. If it doesn't, then that becomes a civil matter that is not a county matter. The county is responsible for reclamation of the designated area to be reclaimed, which as I understand it, based on staff report, the maps and the deed, are this roughly 1/2 acre size. Is that accurate?
And I will have to defer to staff if you're suggesting that the face or the amount that staff thinks is necessary to reclaim the property is incorrect. Yeah, I would defer to staff.
And so that's what my clarification of why I went down the path involving refined materials and equipment. I have a history with mines. We reclaimed one on our place.
Yes.
Reclamation versus equipment and stockpiled material. Granted, we own the land, we own the mineral deed. We still have some material that was refined that is still sitting there, but the equipment's all gone. So my question then to county, whether it be council or staff, does the face presented to us represent an accurate cost to take care of the roughly 1/2 acre of stockpiled topsoil slash spoils?
But I would say no, it does not at this point. The face, I believe, was 5 years ago, it was present.
2013, and it was identified at $3,250 per acre. We're saying this is roughly 1/2 acre. Let's say keep it at $3,250. You're saying the $3,250 is not adequate enough to address that roughly 1/2 acre.
Correct.
Okay.
Now we're just trying to find a route.
I need to think a minute.
And just for the record, Commissioner Fowle, we went on site with county staff from Public Works to try to get an estimate of what it would cost to do that. And it's at least double that, generally speaking.
Okay, so saying double, so you're saying 6,400 rounded up to 7,000.
You're talking about removing or?
To push the dirt.
Push it in the dirt.
The equipment removal was not included in that conversation.
And that's if you were to hire somebody out versus?
Correct, that's if we were to do it internally. That was the estimate that was presented to us.
So
rough estimate.
County Council?
So I may summarize. We actually have an approved face of about $3,500. There was a suggested face that was never agreed to, $26,000. And Mr. Dean, you're saying our mediation cost is probably somewhat less than $26,000 at this time.
Yes. Based on our conversation with Public Works on site, in the 7,000 neighborhood, internally, looking at the entire thing, we looked at doing an internal face, which has not been presented, but that figures around $13,000.
And when you say internal, that would be if the county went in and did it. It'd be a prevailing wage, county employees taking care of the matter?
Right, so staff developed a face that we thought would be appropriate for the site for the reclamation.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Just to clarify, that 1/2 acre that we keep referring to of disturbed area, that's going to change. So when we have to redistribute these piles, it's going to cause more disturbed area that we have to reseed. So we have to take into account additional time to reseed the disturbance that we're creating when we go in and remove the overburden and topsoil that's been pushed into the trees and piled in the equipment area, and any disturbance that's caused as we remove the equipment and remove those stockpiles.
And then as far as the revegetation, have we had a seed list or a species list from Fish and Wildlife?
Yes, Mr. McMillan contacted Fish and Wildlife several years ago, and they gave him an appropriate seed list. We submitted that to the Ag Commissioner to review to kind of help us get an idea of appropriate amounts that we would need to do per acre and the proper time to reseed. That's one reason why our base, it's an estimate because all that changes things.
Yep.
And also we would plan on seeking advice again from Fish and Wildlife, since I think that seed list was created about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
and then could I ask if it was primarily grasses and forbs, or was it any...
It was because of the agricultural uses on the area, it was more directed towards that, what would be good forage for livestock. There was some alfalfa and clover included in it.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure that we weren't, like, reforesting.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Did also, just to note, during the visit with DMR, there was a botanist that came on site with us, and the revegetation, the natural revegetation, has been very successful there. So... it's been good.
Okay. County Council, we have the attorney online who's raised his hand again. I'm curious to see what he has to say, but we've closed the public hearing. How do we go about that?
Well, it's
or what do you recommend?
It's in, you know, it's certainly in your discretion if you wish to open the floor to Mr. Bugle and have him speak to whatever's been said. I will note that pursuant to staff discussions this morning, it seems like at least orally, we sort of have a revised amount in front of us of maybe 13,000 or so regarding the actual remediation cost, not as much as 26,000 or not as less as much as 3,000. And I don't know if this at this time might want to look at continuing this matter in light of the new amount and see if the interested parties can agree to that actual amount, if staff would propose a base of $13,000.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, especially if we're supposed to be deciding the financial responsibility and we don't have a dollar amount. But if I could, I would like to hear from Mr. Bugle, if I said that right. Bugle. I will get it right. So go ahead and let him speak.
Thank you. That's all we were asking for, was a chance to get this straightened out and work out what has to be done, and we think we can get it done quickly and efficiently and not involve the county in having to do it. And I think continuing the matter is the appropriate thing to do. We do understand that when you scrape the piles off, yes, you should receive the areas that you scraped.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
Just for overview on this. All right. So we're here today. Basically, our department is responsible for SMARA. Don't have the authority, essentially, but we are responsible for the program. We come to a point where litigation is over. The mine site is clearly out of compliance. We need to move forward with the reclamation. So we're here to determine whether or not the operator has the ability to pay for and do that. Whether the amount is $3,500 or $13,000, but not the ability there to pay for that and do that. We've had several conversations with Mr. Cliff. Here about the reclamation part of it, which has been pretty thoroughly described, I think, which included the removal of the equipment and basically fill the areas, topsoil over. Pretty simple to do, quite frankly, as everybody's in here. So I don't see it as a big mystery of what needs to be reclaimed and how it needs to be reclaimed. We're completely open arms to Mr. McMillan to achieve that goal. If the finding is made today that the original operator, who is now deceased, does not have the ability to reclaim property, the heir of that would have 60 days to step up and take care of that per SMARA regulations. We have given 60 timeframe to step up and mitigate the situation. So all that said, he's willing to do so. We have a civil dispute going on between the two parties as to whether or not to get on the property. And that's kind of what's going to be the issue here.
I think it's best that we do whatever it takes to get the county out of this mess. How much money is the county spend on this?
I agree. And that's why we're here, right? We want to get it reclaimed. Obviously, it would be in our benefit if Mr. McMillan could take care of that. It would not be an expense to us to do so. He's willing to do it. Could step in as the operator, so to speak.
I think we've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yep,
if
please.
I may.
Please, Mr. Powell.
Hearing from the three parties, County, McMillan, Williams, and what counsel mentioned a few minutes ago, do the three parties believe that it is feasible to have a meeting of the three entities? One, agree on face, and two, come up with a reasonable, meaningful timeline for accomplishment of reclamation? Yes or no? Is that something that is deemed feasible within the next 30 days? Because if the three parties agree here today that that is feasible and reasonable, I would be inclined to grant 30 days. However, if in that 30 days no agreement is arrived at, our only option in order to fulfill the county's responsibility via SMARA is to step in and do it and distribute the cost to the responsible entity, in which case it could be more than just Mr. McMillan, dependent upon circumstances.
Who else would it be?
I could, if you follow the law and practice in the courts of California, this could go to multiple individuals. Whether it's obstructing the ability to do it, those who may have had ties to the entity in the past, those who are currently connected to the property. Our courts can be rather unique in their interpretation of who is responsible. And it could be another nasty mess, and I'd see this again if I were still sitting here in another 30 years. Hopefully I am not. But the three parties are, obviously your attorney's the one that proposed this, so I'm assuming you're willing to go 30 days to come to agreement with the other two parties for ingress, egress, reclaim, remove materials, and you're done with this.
We need to come to an agreement so that we can do those things.
So you're willing to take the effort to do that. Mr. Williams, are you willing to take the effort to meet with these two parties to get this resolved?
One thing you're overseeing is that the completion by Mr. Buell was going to be determined by the sale of the mineral grant deed. If they sell the mineral grant deed, then they have the money to pay the $20,000. Then they have the money to reclaim.
Okay.
It's on the condition of the
that is a discussion, yes. However, what I heard from staff and what I have heard from Mr. McMillan and also the attorney is Mr. McMillan is a licensed
landscaper,
which means he's carrying insurance and he has the equipment and the ability and know-how to finish the reclamation. And if he's the one doing the work, it's going to be far less costly than $30,000, $20,000, perhaps less than $13,000. The property's reclaimed and the equipment goes off without any of the extra periphery. If it sells, then we have money, etc. What I heard was if the face agreed to is at the $20,000 to $30,000, which staff at one time stated, then that need would have to occur. But what I heard in between that is it could be done for less, properly insured by a knowledgeable individual, and be done with it.
Yes, but I, not on my own, can I make that decision?
I didn't hear that.
I said not on my own can I make that decision. I'm not the only owner of the ranch.
Okay.
Okay.
Council, do you have optimism that it 30 days this could come to resolution with a timeline?
I would defer to Ms. Reed.
And we also have a copy of Ms.
Okay.
Potentially within 30 days, hopefully on the county's end, it could clearly identify the cost, like the actual face amount that we are requiring, so that it's clear that the operator is either incapable or refuses to provide that financial assurance amount. Because it sounds like we came into this hearing with one amount, and during the hearing it has changed.
Correct.
Is that accurate?
But in a sense, I mean, the face is never agreed upon between Mr. McMillan and the county.
Right.
And
but to be clear, that face which was proposed by the county wasn't this Mr. McMillan.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. I want to make sure the record's clear on that. Yeah. You're not the one who refuted it. It was your father.
And then that amount, too, that face amount has changed to... The disputed amount is now changed even further.
And I'm afraid that that equipment is a liability, not an asset. Nobody's going to want to pay the haul to get it out of there because there's no value there. And so now you've got an abandoned equipment, which... Would you agree with what I'm saying?
That.
Plus the stockpiles that are on the land, if they have to be removed too, they'll have to be hauled out.
So,
that's all part of this reclamation, and that's why we've had multiple values floated here, and I'm with Council Reed on this, that I think there needs to be some clarity on the face value, and also based on Commissioner Lindler's earlier question regarding the who in fact are the responsible entities with BMC being dissolved, and we have Mr. McMillan the fourth, correct? Being the heir trying to clean up the estate, so to speak. So I think we do have some questions that need clarification. That could happen in 30 days, and also within that 30 days potentially have a meeting of the three parties to where the civil can be set aside, allow reclamation to take place.
And what, can I ask you, why 30, why not 60, just to give them
more
time? I just don't want
to... I'm not opposed to 60, I'm just...
I just,
I've been dealing with this since the 90s, and I want to see it done. And
I do too.
The two parties, the two gentlemen here, because Mr. Williams was not a party to this back in 97, and you were not a party to this in 97. You weren't a party to this yet even in 2003. You didn't come in until the mid-2000s, the second time I heard this. You weren't involved until today. And so both of these... Everybody in here has not seen this like I have over the past 25 plus years.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm new within 5 years. So, but with that too, wouldn't we also need to know the quantity of material to be moved in the stockpiles?
That's what I believe needs to be.
Or is that outside of the...
No, we have all that information.
You do, okay. I saw the 355 cubic yards, but that was the estimated
overburden. That's one overburden pile. It's hard to get an estimate in the field of the stockpile pushed into the trees.
I just feel that the reason we've been dealing with it, that property is a liability and there's no value there. There's no value in the mine, no value in the equipment. The topsoil that's blown up sand that's out there. I don't know. What do you think?
There's significant value in that equipment. For scrap right now.
Oh yeah, but hauling it up?
Oh, you'd pay for it. you'd pay for it. Oh, right now? Yeah.
Cutting it up?
Oh. You get it to Crawford, it's worth something now. Mm. Yeah.
What's your change?
I can't afford the kickback pipe for pipe fence anymore. I was paying $1.13 for it, and now it's over $7.
Well, then it's got better.
Yeah.
And in regards to that, timing is of the essence, right?
Yes.
In defense of our former phase, there was in the neighborhood of $26,000 that Bill McGuire put out there, right? So you have to take into account the removal of that equipment and the cost to do that.
Yes.
You can't assume that it's going to have value scrapped out of you. And that is why our phase is elevated to the point that it is.
Understood.
That's why I originally said 30 days. If council feels we need 60, I'm not opposed to 60, but I would rather give 30 more days to bring this to resolution amongst the parties, the county, mineral right holder, property right owner. Get this nice little package, bring it back to us, and yes, and the eternal optimist in me, we are all in agreement. This is what we've agreed upon, and we as a commission can say, good, do it, get it done. We don't want to see it again.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Miller.
At this point, I think that is a good idea. But when you bring it back to us, it's done. Be very clear about what needs to be done. Okay? So that all the parties in here can sit down and talk about it and get it done. I agree with that. And if it takes 60 days, fine. If we can do it in 30, great.
Yep.
Can I only say one thing is that the injunction on any mining done on the property is because of the first condition of the mineral grid.
Okay, hold on a sec, let me pull that up.
Because of what?
The first condition of the mineral grid. Would you mind?
The use shall be in accordance with the approved plot plan.
Well, it should have, it will be in compliance with all county and state laws.
So grantees shall at times be responsible for complying with governmental laws and regulations relating to the excavation and or mining of sand, gravel, rock, or any other minerals from the property. Grantee also shall be responsible for any reclamation and or restoration of the property required by law or governmental agency.
So, question, if the, in this case, Mr. McMillan IV is technically now the acting grantee, if he is trying to reclaim what needs to be reclaimed in the areas delineated on the map, and what I think what I might be hearing you say is that does meet number one, so the injunction would not prevent him from doing so.
If the injunction would probably not prevent if he was in full compliance with his county, state laws, and state.
I believe the way the injunction is written is if since we're out of compliance, we have no access. So it's a catch-22.
We're in a circular argument here. It hasn't been reclaimed per the dates. So, but if we could set that non-compliance aside and he's trying to come in and reclaim, remove the equipment, etc., that would be... Those would be steps to come into compliance. Would the injunction prevent him from doing such action?
Yeah, that's not for me to say. I'm just.
And that's why we have 30 days. 30 days, resolve it.
So with that, how do we?
Is his hand still up?
Oh yeah. Can we hear one last time from Mr. Buechel?
I'm sorry, I can't figure out how to unmute. It went funny.
Oh, no, we can hear
you.
We
so we can
hear
you.
See you and hear you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I will, based on what I've heard today, if the commission does continue this, I will go ahead and file a motion saying that the commission wants this underway. They want to get back in 30 days and find out, you know, and get this done, and that we're requesting authority from the court to go and do whatever it is that the county wants. We do have a disagreement, I think, about the stockpiles. The stockpiles are not really incidental to the mining. It's the nature of the business that Highway 97 or something is done once every 20 years or something, and then you start up again. And the ability to stockpile materials is sort of independent on whether you have an active permit going with the equipment. That's another, we're willing to get rid of that, I think. So, but anyway, apart from that, I'm willing to go back to court and get something filed no later than next week so that we can get in there and get this done and tell the court that the commission wants it done and has delayed things for 30 days to get this straightened out, if that's what the commission determines. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
Are you in Germany?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Dean?
Yeah, through the chair, further consultation with staff regarding the phase aspect of this. Right? So typically the operator does the phase, they present it to us, we approve, we don't approve it. Because of past history with Mr. McMillan Sr., who we were never able to come to that conclusion because the phase that he provided, we did not agree with. All that said, the process of the phase approval is not just on us, right? So we receive it, we review it, we approve it, and since submitted to DMR for their concurrence, which is another 45-day period to actually have it set in stone and approved. So as far as the conversation between the two parties and getting on the ground and moving forward, having the injunction set aside, if you will, that piece we could probably done to you in 30 days.
Having heard you say that, realizing we are, Mr. McMillan submits to you a new face within the next 30 days, and county says, yes, this works for us. You send it to DMR, they have 40 days to evaluate it. In that period of 45 to 65 days, is Mr. McMillan, if agreement can be made between McMillan and Williams, is he prevented from going in and reclaiming while DMR is reviewing that, or can he go ahead and move ahead and do that, and DMR, basically it's a ceremonial, yes, we blessed this, the county liked it, the project owner submitted it, we're happy with it.
Yeah, correct. The operator can reclaim it anytime at their own expense.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're clear on that.
So with that, do you want to proceed with a motion and...
So,
or do you need more questions?
Well, so council... So if a motion were to be made to continue this for 30 days, would you be comfortable with that, or would you be more comfortable with a motion that was something to the effect move to table for at least 30 up to 60 days to allow county council to investigate and county staff to work with the other two parties to come to resolution and a clear, definitive timeline on reclamation of the project?
Well, I could suggest
that we want to try to be flexible. The easiest thing to do is, of course, just set a hard date of 30 or 60 days. The other way to proceed probably would be to move that staff, but the Planning Commission takes no action today, and the staff be allowed to re-notice this as appropriate. I think if we took it completely off the table, staff would have to go through the public hearing publications and things like that. I don't know how staff feels about that. But I think that would be the other option. If you take no action, grant staff the permission to bring it back upon duly noticed hearing, the understanding it could be 30 or 60 days. Or if that's, and I'm not saying staff has to do that. Otherwise, Mr. Dean says that's too much work, then we just set a hard date of 30 or 60 days, whatever seems reasonable.
Mr. Dean, what is staff's or?
Ms. Rachel.
No?
For now?
Yeah, I mean, the one option you could do is, I mean, the issues before the commission are whether the operator refuses to provide financial assurances in an amount deemed adequate by the agency. If during this continuance the parties are able to come to a resolution about reclamation, that's great. But for purposes of what you're deciding, there could be a continuance for 30 days for staff to clarify the amount deemed adequate by the lead agency, because there has been, you know, various discussion about that. And then also to answer questions raised by Commissioner Lindler about who the operator is. And I think those are more in line with what is before the commission. But that continuance obviously provides opportunities for the parties.
Okay.
Correct. So the continuance is for?
The face.
Face. And if I heard from Mr. Buchel correctly, there may or may not be some confusion as to what specifically the face applies directly to in terms of the item, area, piles, etc. But obviously that's going to be delineated in the face. So that will be addressed. I'm fine with that. If staff 30 days, council 30 days, I prefer a hard date to, and then we cross our fingers and hope resolution can come between the other two parties.
I think it's easiest for us to have a hard date too.
Okay. Yeah. And is 30 days enough?
Well, 30 days, we can continue the public hearing for 30 days. We'll come back with information between the parties. You know, we'll have the phase estimate hopefully agreed upon between the county and also the new operator. And be in limbo waiting concurrence for DMR to approve that phase.
Okay, then I will go ahead and officially move to continue this project, the Timber Hitch Mine SP22-01 to our next meeting in roughly 30 days.
June 15th, to clarify, right?
On June 15th, correct.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. Do I need to still do a roll call vote on the continuance? Okay, got it. So all those in favor of continuing this to June 15th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. So motion carries, and this will be continued to the 15th. Great, thank you. Okay, so moving on. The next regular meeting of the Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, June 15th at 9 a.m. Are there any correspondence that we've received from this?
Nope.
No correspondence. Okay. Commissioners, do you have any commission comments?
I have one. I just...
Commissioner Hill?
I noticed Sheriff LaRue is appealing to other entities outside of the county.
for help on the marijuana eradication. Is the planning commission doing everything they can to help with that? Is a compliance officer or?
So, you know, I don't know what the planning commission's role would be.
Well, the compliance, the compliance officer.
The enforcement officer.
That'd be planning department.
So we have three positions within the planning department, code enforcement officers, who are vacant one right now, trying to fill that. The county administrator has approved code enforcement, specifically one officer under the sheriff's department also, just to give you an update on where we are. Obviously, it's a huge problem.
What?
Just for reference, I think you mentioned it before, San Bernardino has six teams specifically dedicated to marijuana eradication, where we have one team that's made up of adjoining counties that we can kind of get it out there.
So. That's all I can.
Commissioner Fowl?
So, first is a question. Saw this in trash book. It was a listing in the weekly newspaper or bi-weekly or whenever they can put paper out into the mailbox regarding the mini property, and it was interesting because it was titled an ordinance. Was that publicizing what the commission approved and then supervisors approved at the meeting I missed, or is this something new? Was that simply notice this is what has been codified?
If you're referring to the comments on the trash book, so to speak, there were a lot of inferences made that were not correct with that, and a lot of misinformation being put out.
What it looked like to me, because I thought it was what had come here, had been moved forward, supervisors moved forward,
there were no
simply
changes.
This is what was done.
Correct.
There were no changes to the project from the Planning Commission to the Board of Supervisors. Essentially very simple. I mean, it looks complicated, as you know. Boundary line adjustment, two parcels involved. The existing rural residential 10 acres was already in place. There was just 2 acres that were involved that had to be rezoned because of the incorrect mapping of the Scott Valley area plan.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was looking for clarification on that because I had a couple calls guiding me to the post, and I looked through and I go, okay, these people are idiots that are posting on here. But needless to say, it struck my interest that I figured I'd ask. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two. We have received from staff the most recent update regarding KCOC. And so in my mind, when I see this coming with modifications that have been made and amendments, that we are likely to see it in the next 60 to 90 days. Is that...
Yeah, so it will be scheduled for the August Planning Commission meeting.
Okay.
And as a reminder, you will be chairman.
Okay. So then the follow-up question to that, common sense would tell me that those changes and modifications were done due to one or more comments from one or more entities, and I did not receive an attachment that had those comments for which the amendments and modifications were done for. Could I please receive those comments now rather than 7 days before we see it in August.
Yeah, we'll have staff compile that and send it.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Commissioner Mello, any questions?
No comments.
Okay. And were you done? I'm sorry.
Those were the two things I had, KCOC and the mini debacle.
Okay, great. Seeing no further comments, we will move to adjourn this meeting at 10:50.